BBC News with Marion Marshall. The British government has condemned the announcement of plans by the Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon to call a second referendum on independence from the United Kingdom. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, described the move as deeply regrettable, saying it would create more uncertainty and division. MPs at Westminster have approved a revised bill put forward by the government setting out its plans for Brexit. They voted by a clear majority to reject two amendments put forward by the upper chamber, the House of Lords. The Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte and his rival Geert Wilders of the Anti-Islam Freedom Party have been going head-to-head in a televised debate 2 days before the parliamentary election in the Netherlands. Mr. Rutte defended his economic record over the past 5 years, but Mr. Wilders attacked his credibility, criticising him for allowing record immigration. New figures show defence spending among NATO members edged up in 2016, but most European nations are still nowhere near the threshold of 2% of gross domestic product that President Trump has insisted on. Only four European nations, Britain, Estonia, Greece and Poland, hit the target. South Africa says the city of Durban will not be able to host the 2022 Commonwealth Games, despite being chosen 2 years ago as its venue. It's because of rising costs. The United Nations says that inadequate funding has forced it to reduce the food rations it distributes in Yemen, even as millions there are threatened by potential famine. The organisation said it had been forced to cut back to make limited supplies stretch further. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has postponed her trip to Washington to meet President Trump because of a blizzard, which is expected to hit cities along the US East Coast within hours. Washington could see 15 centimetres of snow, with New York expected to receive up to three times as much. BBC News.